So this team included people from philosophy, geography, computing, sociology, theatre, forestry, and environmental arts. So it was a very wide-ranging group. For each of the four workshops, we then worked with particular human and non-human partners using a framework supplied by a specific participatory methodology. So these consisted of, our first workshop was In Conversation with Dogs. And so this used a participatory design framework and was conducted with dogs and people from Dogs for the Disabled, as well as the Animal Computer Interaction Team at the Open University. So you can also, on our website, which is down the bottom there, there's also short videos that we made of each of the workshops, sort of 4 or 5 minutes long, that Marietta Galasco made. So you can have a look at those too. They give a really nice overview of what kinds of things we did. So the second workshop was In Conversation with Bees. And here we used a participatory action research framework, and we worked with bees and people from the Eastern Beekeepers Association, as well as the Vale Heritage Landscape Trust. So that was partly working with the bees, but we also learnt some about something more about bee habitat. So we were working in a sort of a heritage plum orchard that they were using for one of the places where they took the bees for feeding and pollinating. So the next one, In Conversation with Trees. So this used a community participatory arts perspective and was conducted with trees and people from the Wye Valley area of outstanding natural beauty and Wildwood Coppice Crafts. So that was done in the Forest of Dean. And the last workshop was In Conversation with Water. So here we used a set of ethical guidelines on community-based research to work with water and the people of North Devon Biosphere Reserve, Devon Wildlife Trust, and Skipper Dave Gabe. So this river was really central to that project. So at the beginning we went to try and find a source, then we went to the end where it joins the sea, and then in the rest of the day we sort of played around in the middle, went swimming and went on a boat trip, and you know, lots of different ways to sort of try and understand the river and get to know the river better. So of course, given the workshop format, and you know, so there was only 2 days, so we were trying to do answer very big questions and try and do a lot of quite difficult things in a very sort of truncated temporal framing. So we were not going to be able to do any participatory research in the full sense of the term. So anybody who's done any participatory research knows it takes a really long time. There's getting to know your partners, getting to know what you all want together, developing a shared language, you know, all of this takes a lot of time. But we only had a couple of days. So rather what we did is we put ourselves in a position where we had to explore what it might mean to even try to do it. Indeed, how to design the workshops themselves proved to be a key research problem in their own right. So even figuring out what we do in a workshop was really interesting, and we learned a lot from that. You can see Phil Jones, who organised the bee workshop here, talking about how awkward it was in a way to say to people, we want to figure out what the bees want us to research. You know, we want to ask the bees what research questions would they like to work with us on, and looked at him like he was a little bit a bit confused. So myself and so I'll tell you a little bit about how we, Clara Mancini and I, designed the dogs workshop. So I'll just tell you a little bit about how we went about that and what we decided we would do. So myself and Clara Mancini from the Open University were responsible for organising the first workshop, and the model we developed was one that we ended up adopting for the rest of the project. So this involved cobbling together a number of elements. So the first element was, first we took key elements of the participatory design method itself, such as working with users to explore and define the problem, and also to evaluate any proposed design solution. Second, the core steps of the development cycle within human-computer interaction, which includes identifying requirements, proposing designs, prototyping these designs, and evaluation. And third, we also like this idea of paper prototyping, also coming from HCI, which you guys will all know about, which allows ideas to be worked through more quickly in a workshop setting. So put all together, this meant that we piloted methods of doing a shared initial exploration and problem definition on the first day. So on the first day, it was about meeting the dogs that we were working with from Dogs for the Disabled. You can't see, it's this typical thing of, I can't see the dog there. people with pets sort of have this problem of not being able to photograph if you've got a black cat or a black cat. Yeah, so there's one of the dogs this year, another one here. So they came and spent time with us. We spent time with them. Winnie down here is a demonstration dog, so she's very good at teaching humans how to train other dogs. So we learned about picture training, and she's very. It's partly why she's a demonstration dog. She you don't have to get things perfect for her to try and understand what you're doing. So she is sort of giving us positive feedback that yes, it's okay using the clicker, right? Things like this. So she can deal with this sort of ambiguity of people just learning how to do things. And Cosmo over here is just beginning to train as a dog, as a guide, as a service dog. So the stuff that we did in the first day was, I guess, this idea of problem definition that you might do in participatory design. So we learned about the relationship that exists between users and dogs. So how do people, like wheelchair users or people with different kinds of issues, you know, what kinds of help might they need from the dog, how do they work with the dog to sort of go about their daily lives. But we also learned about what kind of technologies that the dogs use. So these dogs can use elevators, they can use ATMs, they can use washing machines, you know, there's lots of kind of technologies that they get trained to use. Some of it's adapted for them, but they get trained to use a lot of different kinds of technologies. And we learned about sort of train the trainer, so how do people learn how to train the dogs. And we looked for issues or difficulties or complications that arose as part of defining problems that might need a design solution. So on day two, we then worked in groups to develop responses to design briefs arising from our problem definition work from the day before.